Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahurjisite with the evening news. The headlines. Governor Nand Kishor Yadav reduces security convoy amid call for fuel conservation. ECI announces SIR Phase 3 across three union territories and 16 states, including Nagaland. Chief Minister Nipurio discusses Nagaland's financial needs with Union Finance Minister. And Kohima police seize heroin and opium in drug crackdowns. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Governor Nand Kishor Yadav has reduced the number of vehicles in his motorcade by half following Prime Minister Narendra Modi's appeal for responsible fuel consumption amid the West Asia crisis. In a social media post today, the governor said he was inspired by Prime Minister Modi's thoughtful decision to reduce the size of his entourage in the interest of fuel conservation and efficiency. The governor stated that he has streamlined his security detail by halving the number of vehicles in his convoy. Governor Yadav added that every conscious step towards conserving fuel, reducing unnecessary expenditure, and promoting responsible governance contributes meaningfully to a more sustainable and efficient future. The Election Commission of India has announced the Special Intensive Revision, SIR Phase 3, which will be conducted in a phased manner across 16 states and three union territories. The states included in this phase are Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Haryana, Jharkhand, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Odisha, Punjab, Sikkim, Tripura, Telangana, and Uttarakhand. The union territories covered are the National Capital Territory of Delhi, Chandigarh, and Dadra and Nagar Haveli, and Daman and Diu. A report.
In Nagaland, as part of the third phase of the Special Intensive Revision of Electoral Rolls, the state will undertake door-to-door verification of nearly 13.6 lakh registered voters across the state. During the enumeration phase, 2,432 booth-level officers will carry out house-to-house visits, assisted by 2,623 booth-level agents appointed by political parties. Training and preparatory work for BLOs will be held from August 5 to 14, followed by verification exercise from August 16 to September 14. The draft electoral roll will be published on September 20, while claims and objections can be submitted till October 20. The final electoral roll is scheduled to be published on 22nd of November. Mary Akashvani News, Kohima.
This is a significant step in the voter list revision process aimed at ensuring updated and accurate electoral rolls across the country. Chief Minister Nipurio called on Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in New Delhi today. Mr. Rio was accompanied by Deputy Chief Ministers T.R. Ziliang and Y. Paton and MLA Achumbe Mukikon, among others. Taking to social media, Mr. Rio said the delegation apprised the Union Minister of Nagaland's financial status and continued support needed for development priorities. He expressed gratitude for her understanding and assurance of support. In a continued crackdown on illegal drug trafficking, Kohima police recovered large quantities of suspected heroin and opium in two separate operations conducted this month. In the first operation on May 5, police intercepted a vehicle travelling from Kidima towards Viswema and recovered 25 swab cases of suspected heroin weighing around 302 grams. Two persons, Karamo Azia and A.L. Keystone, were arrested. In another operation on May 12, police intercepted a vehicle travelling from Mau towards Kohima and recovered 6 kilograms of suspected opium. Two persons, Mohan Chetri and R. Chaunai, were arrested. Police said cases have been registered and investigations are underway. In a four-day training program for master trainers of Census 2027 is underway at the Directorate of Census Operations, Nagaland in Kohima. The training focuses all aspects of Phase 1 of the census, including house listing and housing census, and will continue till 16th of May. Speaking at the inaugural session, Director of Census Operations, Dr. Kenny Michio, briefed participants on the census organizational structure at both central and state levels and highlighted the important role of master trainers as a key link in the training cascade. A total of six master trainers are taking part, including four from the state government and two from the Directorate of Census. They will train 130 field trainers who will in turn train around 6,000 enumerators and supervisors across the state. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. A review meeting on Sustainable Development Goals, SDG India Index 4.0 and Northeastern Region District SDG Index 2.0 was held in Dimapur today. Addressing the meeting, Additional Deputy Commissioner Dr. Diana Patton said India is actively pursuing the 17 United Nations SDGs to be achieved by 2030 with progress in renewable energy, sanitation and access to basic services. However, she noted that challenges remain in climate action, gender equality and quality education. She urged departments to provide accurate and updated data and work collectively to improve the district's SDG targets and rankings. Presenting the district profile, EAC Imti Jungla Lumtur stated that Dimapur secured rank 10 among 121 districts in the 2023-24 NER District SDG Index. Dimapur showed strong performance in affordable and clean energy, economic growth, infrastructure, sustainable cities and climate action. Improvements were also recorded in electrification of villages, drinking water access, sanitation and education sector. The profile also highlighted areas requiring continued focus including reduced inequalities, healthcare services, forest cover and multiple solid waste treatment. Meeting was attended by heads and officials of various departments under Dimapur District. The Income Tax Department, Dimapur today organized an awareness campaign on the new Income Tax Act 2025 under the nationwide initiative Prarambh 2026. The event aimed at educating taxpayers, stakeholders and the public on the provisions and implications of the new act which came into effect from April 1 this year. Commissioner of Income Tax Appeals, Imli Menran Jamir, shared a presentation on the Act and Income Tax Rules 2026 aimed at simplifying tax compliance and improving taxpayer services through digital tools.
Because the government wanted to make the Income Tax Act more concise, easy to read and understand, and to reduce dispute litigation. So the mandate given to the department was that there should be no major tax policy changes, no tax rate changes, simplification without altering any legal nuance, and no disruption in accrued rights and liabilities. So that was the mandate and focus.
Senior officials also highlighted provisions related to tax deducted at source and statements of financial transactions. A key highlight was the promotion of Kar Sathi, an AI-enabled chatbot developed to provide real-time responses to taxpayer queries. The department also showcased taxpayer assistance resources, including brochures and digital platform Kar Setu, conducted under the office of the Principal Chief Commissioner of Income Tax, Northeastern Region. The campaign forms part of a wider outreach initiative conducted simultaneously across the Northeast states. The department also announced plans to expand similar initiatives to rural and remote areas to ensure last-mile dissemination of information. Akashvani Kohima will host a musical concert tomorrow at the Naglan College of Music and Fine Arts Auditorium in Kohima to commemorate 90 years of Akashvani's service to the nation. The concert will begin at 4:30 p.m. The musical evening will feature the Naglan College of Music and Fine Arts Choir, Manchai Pom and Seivinyo Chazo, presenting a blend of musical genres ranging from patriotic songs to folk and fusion music. And the Naglan Police Badminton team delivered a commendable performance at the recently concluded second All India Police Badminton Cluster 2025-2026 held in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh. The Naglan team won a total of 12 medals, including 8 gold, 2 silver and 2 bronze. Congratulating the team, Rajya Sabha MPS Pangnon Konyak said, "The outstanding performances and medal tally have brought pride to Naglan and once again highlighted the immense talent and perseverance of the state's sportspersons." Now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Governor Nand Kishore Yadav reduces security convoy amid call for fuel conservation. ECI announces SIR Phase 3 across 3 Union Territories and 16 states including Nagaland. Chief Minister Nipurio discusses Nagaland's financial needs with Union Finance Minister, and Kohima Police sees heroin and opium and drug crackdowns. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.